Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you in Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Ayin Dalet, and we're holding an Ayin Gimel Amud Beit at the two dots. On the bottom, Hazoreh, Vehaborer, Vehatochen, Vehamraket. So, what we have over here is a list of four different melachot, three of which seem very, very similar to each other. So, our first act of winnowing clearly works by separating out the chaff out of the wheat. In which case, for all intents and purposes, it's choosing, so it's borer, it's exactly the same thing. And then when you're talking about having made the flour, you then go ahead and sift the flour, that does exactly the same thing. You're sifting out the dirt that was in the flour, the equivalent of dirt, pieces that are not thin enough or fine enough for you to use. So it's all the same business. In which case, hainu zore, hainu borer, hainu meraket. I understand that clearly there are differences in how it's done and things like that. But all the other melachot we defined so broadly yesterday, we were able to abstract the idea of the melacha. Clearly, if any one of these three things had been mentioned, we would have been able to define it broadly enough to include all of the others. So I don't understand why we have three melachot that are the same. Abaye v'Rava d'Amrit Abaye. Abaye v'Rava both said that the definition of the melachot is based on kol milta da'aviv mishkan afagav di'ikah d'dami, the damila choshifa. Even though we have one thing that might have included others, we will define it more strictly if in the Mishkan it took place at two different points and was considered to be something that needed to be done for the melachat ha-mishkan. We'll define it more strictly and list more of the things and call them more limited melachot. Well, if that's the case, v'lichshav nami kotesh, and why don't you include also crushing, which you need to do in the Mishkan? They would make these samamanim, which were the dye stuffs. You need to crush them in order to get a good dye. And the truth is, if you want to get very high quality solet, you would actually crush the individual chitim, the actual kernels of wheat, rather than just allow for the tchina, you would do the ketisha. So why don't we include ketisha and have that as part of the same type of thing that disha is, but it's done differently. So let's define that as two separate melachot. Amar Abaye, because you cannot call something that is not a universal practice a melacha. An oni would be ochel pito below ketisha. You would eat, normal people don't do ketisha, they just do, they eat the chinah, and then they create the solet, or the kemach, may not be the finest of the fine, out of chopped up flour, basically. Wheat into flour. Now, obviously, the Mishkan wasn't poor. And we even have a general rule of einan yud b'makom hashirut. We don't even look at things that are money-saving in the Mishkan. So who cares if an ani is ochel pito v'lo ketisha? We need to recognize that many of the things that we say were done in the Mishkan couldn't possibly have been done in the Mishkan. I mean, these people are traveling. It's the first year out of Mitzrayim. They're making, what are they going to do? Be zoreya, the sum of money, but then they're going to be kotzer. I mean, they're going to be doing that for the wheat. They were, you know, out there eating man. I mean, where exactly was the ketzira? So what we recognize, therefore, is that we're talking about, and Sam Sofer actually points this out, if they were bringing samamanim, then they were bringing samamanim the same way that they brought the atzei shittim anbim. They obviously didn't plant shittim or find shittim, but as we know from the Medrash, that Yaakov Avinu was making the atzei shittim, so that they would be ready for taking along at Yitziat Mitzrayim because of the ultimate need for the Mishkan. But if that's true, then that was done for all of the things that would have required years of preparation, so that the years of preparation took place in Mitzrayim, basically, so I'll be Sanhedrin. Now, if that's the case, they were on the Yitzhak. Well, maybe it's irrelevant. Because what we're talking about is what needed to be done to get this available for the Mishkan. It doesn't mean that they actually did this at the time in order to make the Mishkan. So from the time of the Hakel, by Hakel Moshe B'nai Yisrael, and tells them Sheshet Yamim, and then tells them Zeh Davar Shetziva Hashem La'atzot in terms of the Mishkan, I mean, that is all very nice on a theoretical level that the Torah is saying, what it is that I'm telling you to do here in the Mishkan is what is meant by Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Melachtecha B'yom HaShvi, you have the Din of Shabbos. But it doesn't mean that you're actually going to be doing these things. So the whole thing is theoretical. Therefore, to say, well, they didn't really do that in the Mishkan, is irrelevant. It needed to be done. So the only things that we look at as chashiv in the Mishkan needing to be done are things that are universal needs in order to get the required end product. To get yourself samamanim, or to get yourself pot, This is not necessary to do Kedisha. It's a luxury. Rav Amar, and when we say, by the way, eat is pot, we mean the same thing. He would die, you know, otherwise we would need it for the summer money. So as Tosis points out, to say Okel Pito is just an example, but would also do everything with shortcuts. You can't sit there grinding. I mean, after all, he doesn't have a yes, Mulinex, I think it's called. Yes. Yeah, he doesn't own a Mulinex. So what's he going to do this with? A Kenwood? You know, an American piece of garbage. Rav Amar, Amani Rebbe. This, look, you don't need to come on, basically, to the din of an ani. It's just that you can't include it, because since Rebbe learns it out from Eila HaDevarim, Devarim HaDevarim, Eila HaDevarim, what does that equal? 39. If you include Kotesh, you're going to get 40. So I think, well, that's ridiculous. You can't take an arbitrary number, and then it tells you this one. Let's see that inside. It's Rebbe who says, Avot Melachot Arbaim Chatzar Achad. If you add Kotesh, you're going to get 40. Therefore, we need to select the top 39. So then take out one of the others and select the first 39. You had three varieties of choosing. What would be wrong with having two varieties of choosing and two varieties of dishing, bashing, kotishing? Why do I need to have also the Borer and the Merakit and the Zora? Two would be good. And certainly makes more sense to spread out the good news if we're going to insist on getting them all office this way. That can't be an answer. So, Leifu Kodemi Anakalayo Kotesh, why not take out one of the three variants of the way that you're doing Borer? And then you'll have a different type of Kotesh together with Lash, Dash, and the Machvar Takeri Abaye. Abaye's approach is more reasonable. We need to identify something about the Malacha that makes it less reasonable to list it as an Av Malach. And that's its non-universality. Which means that if you would do it, obviously you'd be Chayev, but you'd be Chayev Mishum Disha, you wouldn't be Chayev as a different Av called Kotesh.
So are we trying to like merge the Malachas and Mishum with our universal life? I mean,
yes, definitely are. We're going to see more of this as we go. Today, even. Ton Rabban, Ayulafanav Minei Okalim. Now, there are another gears over here, which is Ayulafanav Shnei Minei Okalim. And that what we're talking about over here is being borer echad mitoch the other. Because borer psolet from ochel, the Gemara wants to put us on notice early on that psolet and ochel are defined by your need at the moment. They're not defined by some universal sense of psolet. So it's psolet because I don't want this. I don't like this. I only want to eat the other one. Rashi's gear says just mine ochel stomp. Because we could have talked about one ochel even. But okay, the way that we usually talk about things, does it explain, is different types of food, and you need to clear it out. So what you can do is you can be borer v'ochel. You can be borer, you can? I don't know, that's what it says. You can be borer and eat it. You can even be borer and set it down for somebody else to eat it. But you shouldn't be borer it. Oh, no. If you did that, you'd be chayav achatas. Okay, very funny. My karma, what are you talking about? Okay, so obviously the Tana wants us to figure out different things that Borer might sometimes apply, might not apply, and he's not giving us enough information. So what is the missing information? Omer Ula, here's what it means. You can be Borer va'ochel, meaning as long as it's being done for the day, it's okay for yourself. If you're being Borer, I mean, yeah, for other persons, but it's lebo bayom. It's for today. That's good. L'chatchila. But to do the same thing for tomorrow, oh no, lo yivror. As a matter of fact, im birer kayav chatat. Rav Chista didn't put up with that one. Matkifa Rav Chista. This was a vicious attack. I suppose we could say the same thing about baking. I need sufganiyot today. You know, it says, I can bake it for today. It's just not for tomorrow. It's Chanukah after all. So memela, I guess, I mean, you're going to allow me to make sufganiyot as long as it's for today. Or, I forgot to make a cholent, because I can certainly make a cholent for Shabbos, right? Is that what you would say too? What do you say arbitrarily? Called something mutter because it's lebo bayom. What is this? Yantar? El Amar of Chista. Of course, that's not what it means. The missing information must have to do with shiurim. The thing is, if you just need to eat a little bit, so it could be borer of ochel, as long as it's pachot mikishur, and the shiur, as we'll see later on, of all ochel, which we've mentioned briefly as an aside, is it could grow garret, and your borer for other people, you may need, as long as it's pachot mikishur, but you better not be borer of shiur, lo yivron. If you do, you're chayav chatas. Now, this outraged Reb Yosef as much as Reb Chista was outraged. Reb Yosef was even more outraged because Reb Chista already asked. You all of a sudden it becomes mutter to do something because you need it. So, and now it becomes chatzi shiur is also not terah. But if you need it, it's mutter all of a sudden. V'chi mutar lefot pachot mikishur. I guess if you only need a half a sufganiyah, which is kapachot mikro, certainly bake a half a sufganiyah. And therefore, it's mutter lafot b'chol, the same question you were shouting about, and you were so upset when you were at the pshat of Ula, it's even worse for you to say the same thing. Elam Rav Yosef, what it means is like this. You can be borer of a ochel. That means, look, you're using your hand, right? So, to eat. You're going to pick something up and eat it. If you're picking something up and eating it, it also means using your hand to clean it and then to eat it. You can be borer of a ochel b'yad. And you can be borer of a miniach b'yad. Give us something to the next guy. No, you're being borer. But don't you use a kanunan or a tamchui. Lo yivror. But even if you did, you'd be potter. We need to see that there's three stages here. There's the mutter, there's the potter, and then there is there's the mutter, there's the potter, which always means potter but asr, and then there's the chiyuv katan. So if you do it in your hand, then it's even mutter. If you use a kanun and a tamchoi, a kanun and a tamchoi are kelim that are not made for being bayer oichon. A kanun is basically what a coin changer or a conductor on the old trolleys would use, where you would put in your thing and go clucka 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 clucka, and through the right hole the quarters would fall and the nickels would fall, and that way it would all be borur. Now, if you want to clucka clucka, I mean, it's a lot of fun to drop some cookies in there and have the different size cookies if they survive the clucka clucka, but it's certainly not made for that. So, but you could use it for that, so a kanun would be good. And a tamkui is just a nice big platter. So you pour out the beans in the platter, and you shake up the platter, and then everything gets separated, and you see the bugs, and you can take out the beans. And okay, that's not a normal kli, so even though you're not supposed to do it, you wouldn't be chaya, because that's not the derech of using this kli. But if you actually go ahead and use a special kli, like a sifter, or a sieve, a naf, or a kivara, over there, lo yivror vim birech chayav chatat. Now we've got beautiful missing information through inserting it. We have three completely different dinim of brera. Yad, kli that's not miyuchet for brera, and then kelim that are miyuchadim for brera, which happens to be true. The question is whether it's the intent of the braita. Matkif lo Rav Amnuna. Would the braita have left you in a position of needing to insert information that you have to get off the internet? Difficult to believe. And what if your bandwidth is limited? Doesn't say anything about Kano and Tomcoys or anything. Where are you going to get that from? It's got to have some self-contained explanation. So, Mide, Kanun v'Tamkoy, Katoni, I mean, the media of Kanun v'Tamkoy, doesn't say anything about that. Where are you going to get it from? El Amar of Amnuna, what it must mean is like this. It's all self-contained. You can be Borer of Ochel. What that means is, okay, you want to eat something. So now how are you getting the food? You're sticking in your hands, taking the food out of the psolet. That's what it means. So that's okay. So you take the food out of the psolet. You could do that even for the next guy. Borer o'miniach. As long as it would be the way that you would eat, which means you're taking out the food, leaving behind the dirt. But psolet mitocha ochel. Oh, you can't do it the other way around. That's the pu'ula of borer. That's not a pu'ula of achila. There lo yivror v'im birer chayav chatat. Now that also happens to be true. Again, the question is that sustainable in the braita? Matkifla Abaye, well, listen, you're the guy who's all upset about needing to insert information that isn't there. I mean, does it say anything about ochel mitoch psolet katonim? And I ask you the same question. Now, obviously, there's a major difference between inserting kanun and tamkuis or using the word ochel to imply that what I'm doing is handling the ochel, not only being ochel. Makes sense. The two would go together. Nonetheless, time is a bayah. It has to be more evident than that. Now, I say what it means is this. You can be borer vochel. It means exactly what it's saying. Not a hint that as long as you're eating, then you're handling, though. That's a hint. It's got to mean what it says. It says borer vochel. What does that mean? You take something out and you put it in your mouth. That's what it means. And that is mutter. Because the point is that that is a pu'ula of achila and not a pu'ula of brira. So as long as it's for immediate use, you're popping it into your mouth, that's not called borer. And you can be more rare, and you put it down on the table for the next guy to pop into his mouth. But if you're going to put it aside for later, and you're not currently actually about to eat, so even if it's lebo bayom for the next soda, lo yivro. And if you did, v'im birer, it's exactly the same as taking a lot of things and putting them in a storage house for the next 10 years. I don't care. If it's not for immediate use, then there's no further distinctions. And therefore, you'll be chayav chatas. And that is what is most reasonable, to be self-contained, as the meaning of the braita requires no additional information whatsoever, not even a hint. Amru Rabbana Kameda Rava, Rabbana said over Abayas Pshat, and Rava said, brilliant. Shapir Omer Nachmeni, Nachmeni's got it. Now, if you have another statement. Are you lefanav? Shnei minei ochel. Ubirer v'achal, v'achal ubirer v'aniach. So, okay, Mashma, you were talking about one meat of the other. Ravashi matni potter. How could you be potter? Well, we'll see. Rav Yirmiyah midifte matni chayev. Ravashi matni potter, I understand. We didn't say that you're chayev before, Atoni chayev. Yes, okay. The year we're talking about Ravashi, I mean, he can be referring to a case. He wants to understand the case. He's talking about Kanon v'tamchui, you would be potter. If it was enough of a kivar, you're talking about chayev. So he understands a brayta that says chayev to be referring to doing it with the kelim that are miyuchadim for brira, a brayta that says potter doing it with kelim that are not miyuchadim for brira. That's all. Kiyot Ravdimi Omar, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he says, you know, I was there in the yeshiva, and it was Rav Bibi's turn to take care of the waiting. So it was Shabbat at the Rav Bibi, he was on duty, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi came into the cafeteria. So Rav Bibi, instead of serving everybody nicely the dessert platter with fruit, he takes this big bushel of fruit, and he throws it out on the table. Boom, the whole table's covered with fruit. Now, oh, so now that it could be. I'm not sure, you see, why he did it. Should I come out, call it a parrot? I'm not sure if it was a tosha minute. Or, so maybe it was just like breitkeit. Breitkeit. Broad, you know, it's just like we're throwing it out in front of you as much as you want. But maybe it's because he held that ochel mitoch ha-psolet is osur. Maybe even held that this is still considered to be osur. So since there were leaves and things that were mixed in there, if I'll pick out the fruit and give it to you, this is how Rashi understands. That's a question of selection of fruit. If I give it to you, so then it'll even be ochel mitoch psolet, but even that's osur. Or he was just doing it because of ayin yofa. I don't want to say that he disagreed with our distinction before of ochel mitoch psolet, of psolet mitoch ochel. There could be it's mishum ayin yofa with the mechavein, and therefore I just want to tell you this is what happened. Chizkiya says, you know, you really have to become well aware of the situation. So we started off by saying, psolet, ochel, that's easy to determine. Psolet and ochel, one is edible, one's not edible. That's the things that we spoke about in the Mishkan. But then we went on to discuss ochel that you want versus ochel that you don't want. Now that already is very personal. Well, I want you to know that the context and the material is very unique. For instance, somebody who cooks turmasi. So you cook turmasi. Turmasi is, you know, when you go up to the Druze, you know, they're always selling full. That's turmas. It needs a heck of a lot of cooking. Barney is about to tell us a story. So you've got turmasi that you need to cook 7 times in order for your auntie to stew it. Otherwise, it's really not edible. In that case, if you take the turmas out of the leftover shells and pieces that are inside of the stew, now you would say, that, okay, that's taking out ochel for psolet. It's ochel for psolet is kosher. No. Comes to turmas and it's not. Why not? Is that because Chizkiya doesn't hold of the distinction of ochel mitoch psolet? No. It's because turmasin are different. Because turmasin require 7 different layers of bishul. So you have to be shalkele shiva zimin, the ilo shalkele. But if you don't complete the process, they are going to just rot, misra. And therefore, kipsolet mitoch ochel dami. Now, there's a lot of different approaches to this. Rashi brings a number. Probably the simplest and most reasonable is that there was a long process of taking care of turmasin. You would cook it once, and you would take out the real psolet from it, cook it again, and there would be more psolet that would come out, and so on. By the third time, they would cook sufficiently that if you weren't going to complete the process, they would rot. Because they were soft enough, they weren't really edible, but they were soft enough to be a nice bed for bacteria, and they would very quickly rot. So at that stage, if you're taking out the turmasin, then the turmasin could be viewed as the junk, because anything that was with the turmasin, when you buy turmasin, would usually come along with some other kind of beans, you know. Regular white beans, they're not going to rot. So at that point, the turmas is the thing that is more likely to be the psolet, as opposed to the white beans or the kidney beans, which would not rot, which were edible at that point. So therefore, you got to keep your eyes on the target, man. The fact that you're interested in turmasin doesn't mean that you can always take the turmasin out of the mixture and say, I'm taking the ochlin, because at that particular stage, you're more likely to be taking out the psolet. So if not, it's going to rot. Okay, that's a nice try. Vatochin. Now, says Rav Papa, tokein. Now, what do you think tokein means? Sticking something into a grinder and grinding it up. Tokein means getting small pieces out of big pieces. That's what it means, essentially. The one way of doing that is grinding.
But if big pieces into small pieces.
Yeah, is that what I said? And maybe it was a Harry Potter slip. You know, as we do that sometimes, take the small pieces, put it back in the big pieces. But. So if you take silka, let's say you're going to make yourself some beet horseradish, okay? You do not want to put those beets through a grinder and come out with a mush.
You don't?
No. That's mush. You want little pieces of beet. So what you do is you chop it up, you cut it up into little pieces. There you go. That is the trina of silka, okay? So I'm going to form silka. Chai b'shem tochen. Omre menaj. I'm on the solid silti. Chayev mishum tochen. There's other things that you can do that are, let's say you want to get small pieces of wood to be able to use as kindling. Or maybe you want little toothpicks. So you're breaking up pieces of wood. You say, but I mean, those are pretty big pieces. Yes, but I'm breaking up a big piece into small pieces because I need small pieces. That is tokhain. There's no definition. It has to be this particular size that went through this particular grinder. This is also considered to be tokhain. Omer Ravashi, it's even more than that. You could be chayev on mechatech because tokhain, there's no hakpada on a particular size. You just want smaller pieces. But let's say you need to have toothpicks of a particular size that fit into your toothpick dispenser. So then you'd be cutting them to size. But cutting to size is a tolda of cutting the skins, because that was the bechatech that we had in the skin issues. And therefore, if you're copied on the particular size, you would be chayev bishum mechatech as well. V'halash v'haofe. Omer of Papa, this is weird, because ofe is not what you do in preparation for building a mishkan. I mean, building a mishkan, we should have said bevashel. I understand that different ways of saying the same thing. Baking, cooking, broiling, those are also me'ein melachot. They're not told of. They're me'ein melachot. But why, if the Tana was using the mishkan as his model, why would he drop the mishkan's actual activity, which was mevashel? Why would he call the melacha? I mean, I understand it's more semantical, but what's the point? Shabbat Tani did on Bishul Samamani, which was part of the preparation of building the Mishkan, and instead he was Nakat Ofe. Why is that? It's because, says the Gemara, Tana, this was the point that Reb Reuven brought up a little moment ago, Tana didan sidur lepat nakit. The Tana wanted here to universalize. He started off with talking about baking bread. Because of that, we do the whole thing in terms of baking. Obviously, we could have done it in terms of Bishul, but since he began with this approach, he continues and calls the name of the cooking process baking.
Is a
me'ein malacha of Bishul, the same way that noteya is a me'ein malacha of zoreya. Om revaka barav avira, and look, I mean, again, we'd like to expand on what the meaning is. I mean, the meaning basically is that you use heat in order to change the status of the you want to soften what it is that you put into it. So if you were shada asichta la tuna, you took a peg, which has gotten now damp, you put it into your oven, you would be chayav mishum avasha. Well, of course you would be. Why not? Pshita. We've already gotten the idea over here. They're abstractions. I mean, obviously, you don't really put a piece of wood into a pot or an oven to cook it, but you're going to have to evaporate the water, so you're cooking the water in it. It's like a microwave. So isn't that pasha? Does anyone know it's not pasha? Because the kavana over here is ma'odetem l'shurei monika mechavin. That all he's trying to do is he's trying to harden it and make it more tough. And therefore it's not really bishul. Kamash v'lan. That just like the microwave, first it makes it soft, you know. Then it makes it hard. So the mir parafi, well, they're coming. So first it makes it soft by boiling out the water content. Boils out the water content, that is mevashel. The fact that leaves you with a hardened peg is, that's the end of the process. But the fact is that boiling in the microwave, well, I'm not saying the boiling on microwave is boiling. I'm saying that that idea of cooking is still applicable.
This is wood?
It would.
Yeah, but not edible.
No. Omar Rabba Baravuna Ayman, the Irtach Kufra. If you are going to tar your roof, so you boil up the tar. That's also boiling. Obviously. Pshita. Ah, but look, the whole point of the tar is that you want the boiling part of it to be forgotten very quickly, because you want it to harden, it to be a nice, solid tar like it was before. You only boiled it in order to be able to spread it, right? So, ma'adatemik, even though hadar v'kusha, it immediately turns hard when you take it out. So that's not called a lasting impact, and bishul like that is not really the normal bishul. Come hashmolan that, no, that is bishul. Omar Rabba Haiman the Avat Chavita. A guy makes a barrel. Remember that making barrels in those days was not wood. Making barrels was done out of cheres. They would make it out of clay. So I had a little barrel. I made it out of clay. I'm chayv mishum sheva chata'ot. There would be seven different chata'ot that you would be chayv. What do you do? Well, you first take the pieces of clay. You've got to grind them up, and so that they're thin, and then you can mix them with water. So first you've got to be chayav for tochein. You've got to get rid of all of the little pieces of stone and things that are going to wreck the mix. So then you have to be borer. And then you have to also put them through a sieve so that you get the thinnest bits of clay. So then you would also be merakade. Then you have to mix it with water, which is essentially lash. And then you have to spread it out. You know, you take your hands, make it all nice and smooth, and that's memareach, which was called of the orot, but it's memareach, and it has to be nice and smooth. And then you're going to bake it. Well, in order to bake it in a kibshon, you've got to light the fire, so you're going to be chayev from mavir, and then you're going to be mevashalit inside of there. So there you go. And in this case, of course, we're bothered by, what about digging out when I needed the dirt? Ah, well, we said yesterday, if you're digging, you only need the dirt. You're now chayev. So there you go. Even if it's you hold it a block, you'd be chayev on. In this case, you're potter because it's mekalker. All right. So all we get is seven. But if you do the same thing to make yourself a little tanur, which was also, you think it's the same thing, but it's not. A tanur, you're chayev mishum shmona kata'ot, because the tanur needs an additional coating of teeth, and that would be makeh bapatish. Because the tanur, remember, is placed on the ground, upside down, where they had a tanur. The top is where they would put the pitot through. And then you cover the whole thing with cement. And that cementing is now another chatos.
But not bonet, because ain't been in the game.
Because ain't been, excellent, thank you for reminding me about that. Rashi is bothered, and why not bainan? Because ain't been in the game in all of these cases. Omar Abaye, Haiman Dovet Chalata. Now, if you make yourself a basket, a tisket, a tasket, then you would be chayev 11 different chataot. So chayev 11 chataot, because first of all, you'd have to do zomer. Because when we said yesterday that if you're zomer kanim, you're chayev on two different things. You're making them grow, and you're also being over on kotzer. So that's two. So you have kotzer and no teyah. Then you have to gather them together. So of course, you're going to be chayev for ma'amer. You have to choose out the ones that you want to use. That's going to be borer. You have to smooth them. You can't have splinters coming out of them. That's memachek. And then you have to cut them and down from the big pieces into smaller pieces that go through different places. So that would be tochein. And then there are things that you got to cut to exactly the size. Otherwise, they're going to be sticking up all over the place. So that would be mechateich. Then you would have to set them up so that you're going to be able to pass one through the other, because it's a type of ariga, so you don't be over on mesich. Then you've got to set up the other direction so that they're ready to move back and forth. So then you would be also over on osir batenirin, because one would go up and one would go down, and then you'd pass the other one in between them. So then that would be over on batenirin. Then you have to do the actual ariga, passing one through the other. So you would be chayev mishum ariga. Then you'd have to cut it, and afterwards you'd be chayev. You would be chayev for makeh bapatish. We aren't included in mechateh for the normal mechateh, but here when you have at the end, where you cut it to be smooth, that's makeh bapatish. Now, sometimes the nice baskets have a little cloth piece that's sewed onto the top to make it nice and smooth and pretty. I'm sure you all see those. And if you do that, oh boy, yichayti lapune, then you're going to have to also be chayav rishum shlosh. It's rechata, you were tefer and you were kosher. This is bad news. I mean, you can really, really get up there making one of the cheaper to order it online. You're only over on one pot. Hagozeis et atzemer v'amalavno. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon Yochanan, and we're going to see why this is a surprising psak. Somebody who doesn't shear the wool, and instead he does the spinning, the tefiyah. What it is? Maybe it's spinning. Maybe. Okay, I just can't think of the word. So, but if you do this to the wool while it is on the animal, okay, you'd be chayev three separate chataot. One mishum gozeis, one mishum menapets, and one mishum toveh, because in the end you do all three.
Well, it's a tie.
Even though you did the cleaning and the combing and the tvia, you did all that while it was attached. Rav Kahana, oh, come on, that's not the derech giziza b'kachria. That's not the way you do giziza. You first cut it off. This is not the derech to be menapets b'kachria. It's not the way to be toveh b'kach. Is that so? Well, I got news for you. The way they did it in the Mishkan was like that. Because Atanya Mishmei the Rebbe Nechemya, Shatuf be'izim, V'tavu be'izim. He was medayik that the Lashon of the Pasuk is mashma, that it was actually on the A's when you did the Tfiyah. So if that's the case, I already told me it's not the Dera. That's the way they did it.
Less shrinkage.
And this is the, no, it's the deeper connection to the animal. The sense of the Mishkan is always connection to its roots, and to take that thing and make it part of the Avodas Hashem. That's why the materials are so important, and different minerals, and every aspect of it is the integration of Maaseh Bereishis to something that is aesthetically powerful and look of Fresh Rosh Hashanah. So okay, but we certainly wouldn't normally do it that way. Now this is the ultimate expression of Reuven's point earlier. Because even though this is the way they did it in the Mishkan, you'd be putter if you did it that way. Now that's astonishing. Because in the Mishkan, says the Gemara, that is Chachma Yetera. And we're going to see this concept later on. There are things which are extremely skilled. You can only do it if you're very skilled. And you'd think that the skill per se turns it into a malacha. But that's not true. Skill is not the meaning of Malachat Machsheva. In other words, the fact that you've got to be really clever at this, or very practiced at this, does not necessarily mean that the results of the malacha are enhanced. So modalities do not necessarily define the malacha in the Mishnah. The results define the malacha. Then you look at, okay, what's the way that that would universally be done? So this is taking much further than the pot and Samamanim question that we had before. So even though we use the Mishkan as a model, remarkably, the way that it was done in the Mishkan is not necessarily the correct application of the malacha. Okay, turn around on it. Hatolesha taknaf. Let's take other things that are groupings of malacha. So a guy is plucking feathers, then he's got to cut off the part of the feather that's hard. He's not going to stick that into his pillow. So he's comb-toed. And then he wants to pull off the downy part and use it for, he doesn't even want the body of the feather, he just wants the soft pieces, to throw into his very high-quality pillow. So he's morto. He would be chayef through three separate chataot. And Reish Lakish says, what is this? This is the tolesh. That's a form of gozeis. What's the difference if it's feathers off of dinosaurs or if it's wool off of lambs? Kotem, what would you be chayef for kotem? That's mechatech, because you're trying to cut off precisely at that point where it's too hard to get any soft pieces off of. And the mimareit, that's smoothing it down so that now you're chayef shememachik. Hakosher v'hamatir. Where do we have that in the Mishkan? Kshira. I don't remember that in the Mishkan. Hechahavim. Omar Rava. Well, when they put up the Mishkan, they had to tie the cloth and the various types of covering with the omoi. They had to tie it to pegs across the wood. So they would put in a peg. And then if you've ever looked at those models of the Mishkan, the Uriota Mishkan are tied down over the actual boards of the Mishkan. Okay? So that's, isn't that Kshira? But that's kosher aminat latir. You don't want to leave that there, right? I mean, the whole thing is that the Mishkan is meant to be portable. So the idea of creating a Mishkan is that it should be easy to take it off. In which case, if you're going to be kosher, that's the wrong Kshira. Because it isn't meant to be a kesher shel kayama. As a matter of fact, you'd want to be very careful not to make a kesher shel kayama, because the next time the onan lifts off, it'll take you 4 hours on every one of those charms. Forget about it. Ela amar abaye shekein orgei yiriot shenifsika lehem nima koshrimota. If you're in the middle of doing ariga, and now you've run out of thread, there's a cut in the thread, what are you going to do now? You'll have to tie together in order to be able to continue being oreg. Amalei Rava, well, okay, maybe. Tirats the kosher. Explain where you get matir then in the Mishkan. Matir mayikilamim. I know what you're going to say. You're going to try to expand the same idea, which is, v'chitem, you're going to try to tell me, di mitramile tre kitre, that if you have, sometimes you get two different sharim next to each other, then what you would want to do is loosen one, pull up the thread, so that then you can connect it to the other kesher, and that way it won't be a big bulging, you know, kesher, one next to the other. Come on, that's going to look awful. It's then the thread's going to be thinner when it comes to that place. It's going to bulge out of the other place. I mean, you wouldn't do that. Lifnei Melech was a dummy, Asimken. Lifnei Melech Malchei Malchei Makadosh Baruch Hu Asimken. This is not a good explanation at all. I don't think this is the way that you would make an Ariga in the Mishkan. Elo Amarava Vitema Rabbi Yiloi Shekein Tzadei Chilazon Koshino Matirin. It's not the actual Mishkan. It's in order to get the tchelet. How did you get the tchelet? You have to trap the kilazon. How did you trap kilazon? You have to make yourself a net. In order to make a net, nets are always peeling apart. You got to tie them all the time. That's one of the things fishermen are so begin in. And therefore, you're both kosher and matir. Vatofer shtei tfirot, and you put in through two stitches. Now, anybody who's tried to put in two stitches recognizes that they're not going to hold very well just putting in two stitches. Volo kaima. Ah, says Rabbi Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan, that's the point. You don't rechayev on tefira if you also did kshira. So at the end of the tefira, you need to make that little knot, which prevents the stitch from being pulled out again through the material. If it was the last piece, it would be. Yeah. Hazore, haborer, v'atochein, v'amrakeid. Isn't it Zora? I know Zora, I know Borer, I know Marakeid. Abaye Rabbi Dambar Tavel. Yeah, it is, but kol milta. Is considered to be choshev a separate milacha. So if that's the case, we should not be kotech. Because it's not universal. Shkein ani ochel pito below ketisha, or makes his samimanim below ketisha. Rova Omar, Omani Rabbi, the Omar Avot Melachoti Darshan from Eila Hadevorim, Devorim Hadvorim, Eila Hadevorim, that is Arboim Chosarachat. So if you would have included Kotesh, then you would have had Arbaim. So then take out one of the three and then make it two and two. Velefe Kotabahana Velayo Kotesh. Ah, you're right. Okay, Machvar Tekede Abai. Turn around on it. Now, what is this supposed to mean? But and if he does, you have a chatas. Oh, this is great news. Elam Rav Chisda borer v'ochel means pachot mikashir. Borer u'meniach pachot mikashir. But kashir lo yivror, and if you do, you're chayav chatas. Maskel Rav Yosef, oh, you don't have the problem, huh? That will end. V'chimutar lefot pachot mikashir. Elam Rav Yosef borer v'ochel biyad. Borer u'meniach biyad. Look how beautifully I'm going to be mefarish it as three different points. Lo yivror, meaning the kanon v'tam choy lo yivror, it's aser. But of course, aser means if you do it, you'd be potter. So im birer potter of aser. Now, im birer chayav chatas is yet a different stage. And that is, b'nafa u'chvara lo yivror, but then im birer chayav chatat. Ha, how do you like that? Matkev lo rov amnuna. Now wait a minute, it doesn't say anything about kanun v'tamchun katoni. Elam rov amnuna, it's got to be right there in the words in front of your eyes. Borer v'ochel ochel mitoch apsolet. Borer u'meniach ochel mitoch apsolet. But solet mitoch ochel lo yivror, and if you do your chayav katas. I couldn't explain the three stages, okay, but two stages. Matkev lo abaye midi. Ochel mitoch solet katani. El Amar Abaye, it's got to be what it says, Borer V'Ochel, as an act. Borer V'Ochel La'alter. You could even be Borer U'Meniach. Doesn't mean it has to go right into your mouth, La'alter. But for later on in the day, L'Vav Yom Lo Yivror, V'im Birer, Na'asek Borer La'otzar, V'chayav Katat. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rav, huh? Amar Leib, now that is the right chapter, Amar Nachmin.
Rashi
Doesn't the bride say beferish chayav lo kasha? Habe kind of a tamchui, habe not vokvara. Kiyoter Rav Dimi Omar. Well, there I was. It was Rav Bibi's turn at waiting. Shabbat the Rav Bibi avoy. And who walks in but Rabami and Rabasi? He was shudda kamayo kalkola de peri. Now, if it wouldn't be that Rabami and Rabasi was there, I would have been sure about what happened. But now I'm not sure. Because lo yadane mishbishim desavar, och mitok solet is aser, and therefore he wanted it to spread out in such a way that it wouldn't be bare. Or maybe it was just since such chashuva people are around. He did it mishum ayin yafa with the makam achavi. Chizki omer, haborer tur mesin mitok solet shalem chayav. Wow, lema kashav chizki och mitok solet asur. No. Kiske is making a point, the Chani Turmas, the Shakel Shiva Zimni, and if you don't go through the whole process, you'll Shakelu, Misrach, therefore it's considered to be Psolet, Mitocha Ochel, because the rest of the stuff will survive, the Turmas you want. Via Tochein, Omer Papa, Tochein just means having things in smaller pieces. In which case, Haiman the Forim Silka, Chai Mishim Tochein. Omer Naj, Haiman the Solet Silte. There's also Chaimishim Tochen. On Ravashi, more than that, if he's marked but on the exact size of his toothpick, then he'd be Chaimishim Echateh. The Allah via Ofe, Omer Papa. Why did we use Ofe? Shavak Tanadi Dan Bishul Samamanim Dabi Bemishkan, and instead uses Ofe? Yes, because Tanadi Dan Sidur the Pat Nakat. So Mamela, he finishes up with Ofe. Omer Vaga Baraba Vira, hi man, the Shavak Sikhtar Latuna. Chayim Mishum Avashel. Well, obviously, no. Because Ma'adatem Le'Shiruri Monika Mechavin. Kamash Blan, that the way in which that's done is that first you boil out the water. So you're Mirpa Rabbi. Vahara Kamit. Omar Rabba Baravun, I'm on. The Irtach Kufra Chayim Mishum Avashel. Well, obviously. No, not obviously. Ma'adatem Le'Kivin Adar Vikusha Emalo Kamash Blan. Omar Rabba Haiman Da Ovat Chavita. Chayim Mishum Sheva Chataot. If he's over Tanura, then he was also Chayim for doing the Makav Patash with the Ticha. Chayim Mishum Shmona Chataot. Om Rabbi Haiman da Ovid Chalata would be Chayim Akavisre Chataot. And if he puts a nice cloth edge around the top, he would be Chayim Tilapumi, be Chayim Shloshisre Chataot, because he also sews and is kosher. Hagozeizet atzem revam labno. Omer Rabba Baruch Chachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, hatovet semer shal gabei behima b'Shabbat. Chayav shalosh chataot, achat b'shum gozeiz, achat b'shum menapetz, v'achat b'shum tovet. Rav Kahana Omer, that's not the derek of geziza, that's not the derek of niput, it's not the derek of tfiya. V'lo, v'atani b'shmeder of Nechemia, shatuv be'izim is on the eiz itself. Tovu be'izim. On the A's. Alma Tviya Agabe Bema is called Tviya, and you're saying it's not. No, that's because it was Chachmat Yitera. That's called Isha Chachmat Lev. It's a unique situation. And that's shiny. Ton Rabban Hatolesha Takana Fakotmo Vamorto Chayav Shalosh Kator. Shumba Lokishomer. Tolesh is Chaimishum Gozes. Kote mitzchay mishum mechatech, and mimaret is chayav mishum mimachek. Hakosher v'amatir, where was their kshira b'mishka? Omar Rava, shiken kosherim b'teidot ha'alim. Yes, the Gemara, but that should be kosher amanat la'atir, so it's not called the kosher shakayoma. Elam rabaye, shiken orge yiriyot, shenifzika lehem nima, kosherinota. Omar Rava, let's say we accept that. Tirats ta kosher, we get matir. Michael Amimar, Vechit Amar, it's basically the same thing, you know. If Mitramile, Trey Kitre, Gade Adadi, so Shori Chad, Vekota Chad. I mean, come on, Hashem say Melech Basavadamin Asimkin. Live the Melech Bachem Lachim Akadash Baruch Asimkin. Elam Arov, Vitem Rabiloi, it isn't the Mishkan, it's the preparations for the Mishkan. Shekin Tzadei Chilazon, Koshrin Umatirin, Vatofesh Teit Virot. How are two stitches going to survive? Alo kaima, Omer Rabba Rabba Chana Rabbi Yochanan, only with a kasher, v'hu shekashran.